Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They're rotting from the inside out.
Yeah, and it's seeping into the stands.
It is, and everybody hates it. I'm right there. We have free agency stuff on the menu for you today. The hot stove is lit. It is sizzling. The oil is hot. And here we go. First things first, we have to remind everybody that there are a lot of guys on the list of this year's free agency pool. It is a pretty overwhelming stack of talent, I would say. And but the detail that we cannot let get lost in the sauce is that the shift is going to be banned for the 2023 campaign. And that, I think, is going to play a huge role in who goes where and how they're valued on the trade market and the free agency market right this season. That's what I think. What do you think, Brad?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Guys like Joey Gallo, Luke Voit, and Anthony Rizzo even.
Yeah.
When without a shift, I'm not going to say that their batting average or OPS will skyrocket, but it will certainly go up, and they'll provide a lot more value to any lineup that they're in.
Yeah, I think Rizzo's going to benefit tremendously. I think Voit definitely benefits from this. Yeah. And I can see Gallo benefiting from this too.
Yeah, absolutely. For Gallo, sure. Carlos Santana, he was one of the top two or three shifted on guys all season long. Same thing with Cal Raleigh, two or three guy who was shifted on all season long. Those guys are going to have major benefits from it, and I'm actually really looking forward to it because we're going to get back to baseballs getting in play and guys getting on the bases. So it'll be a lot of fun.
First things first, Edwin Diaz is already off the market. The Mets signed him to a 5-year, $102 million deal. That's the largest ever for a reliever. And those of you with long memories you remember other names that could have gotten a bag of money like this and did not. So this is the largest ever, adjusted for inflation. Edwin Diaz will be with the Mets for 5 more years. So get your trumpets out because it's happening.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see how those five years play out, because his 2021 season was not what he was in Seattle.
No.
But then he came back this year, but like with a lot of closers and relievers, he could continue to go up and down.
Totally.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens with him. I bet he gets traded year three.
I was going to say what I can see happening, and the cool thing about Edwin Diaz is I can see him flexing into a middle relief setup position as needed and then working his stuff back out. Because he's never going to be bad. He's just not going to have lights out, door closing stuff always.
Right. Yeah.
But he'll always be worth that money, just maybe in a different role. I think that's okay. Come in as an opener every once in a while, a little later in that.
I don't know that he would get relegated to the opening role. I think if he does tail off, that he'll be like a setup guy. Like Diego Castillo with the Mariners. He was a closer in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
He came to Seattle and he was Edwin Diaz, a setup man in Seattle.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, so, and that's kind of what his role has been since then. So anyway,
well, all right, let's get into. What we want to do is we want to go down this list, and we've got 21 names on this list, and we're just going to read them off rapid fire. And I want Brad to tell me where he thinks they're going to go. And then we will get into some of these two or three that we think bear a ton of discussion. And we're gonna do it that way. You ready, Brad?
I'm ready.
Okay. And then you can quiz me. But I'm gonna quiz you first.
That'd be fun. All right.
Rapid fire style. Ready?
Yep.
Sean Manaea.
Angels.
Aaron Judge.
San Francisco.
Jacob DeGrom.
Astros.
Carlos Correa.
Dodgers.
Trey Turner.
Phillies.
Xander Bogaerts.
Mariners.
Justin Verlander.
Tigers.
Ooh. Whoa. Okay.
Go.
Okay. You ready?
Yep.
Brandon Nimmo.
Brewers.
Carlos Rodon.
Twins.
Dansby Swanson.
Twins.
Clayton Kershaw.
Dodgers.
Wilson Contreras.
Angels.
Anthony Rizzo.
Yankees.
Chris Bassett.
Blue Jays.
Whoa. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Josh Bell.
Red Sox.
Nate Eovaldi.
Guardians. Nope, sorry. Nope. Mets.
Jose Abreu.
I was going down the wrong part of my list. Guardians.
Andrew Benintendi.
Padres.
Ooh, Kenley Jansen.
Red Sox.
Andrew Haney.
Giants.
JD Martinez.
The Yankees.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yep. I think he's another guy who's going to benefit from the shift.
Totally. The shift,
most definitely. I think Verlander goes home. I've been talking to Jason a lot, and a lot of talk in Philadelphia is that they're considering it a done deal that Trey Turner is going to the Phillies. Well, like, to the stop. Point that they're like, Gene Segura.
Yeah, he's out. Segura's out for sure. Philly's shopping a shortstop hardcore right now.
Big time.
Well, yeah, everybody knows that.
Yeah. Well, I think they want Turner to play second base.
I think so too.
Because they got Bryson Stott at shortstop. And that's what I think it is. I think that they've got Segura going out, and then they're going to bring in Trey Turner to fill in the spot at second base.
Okay. And you think Trey Turner's okay with that?
I think he is.
Okay.
I think he would be. Yep.
That's fascinating. I'm glad you said that. And it'll make sense why I say they're shopping a shortstop and then said, I think so too, when you said second base, because I have an idea.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you ready, Brick?
I'm ready.
Okay. Manaea.
San Diego.
Judge.
New York Mets.
DeGrom.
Texas.
Ooh. Correa.
Boston.
Turner.
Seattle, second base.
Bogarts.
Pittsburgh.
Verlander.
Houston.
Okay. Nimmo.
And the only reason I put Bogarts in Pittsburgh is because I didn't know what to do with him. Back off. I just threw it out there. I don't actually believe anybody's going to Pittsburgh.
They have O'Neill Cruz anyway.
I don't care, Brad. I needed something. I just put Pittsburgh. Shut up.
Play second base. He'll play second base in Pittsburgh. Okay. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Nimmo.
Mets.
Rodon.
Texas Rangers.
Swanson.
Resigns in Atlanta.
Kershaw.
Dodgers.
Contreras.
St. Louis.
Rizzo.
Boston.
Bassett.
Baltimore.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. That's good.
You That's just wait. Good.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Bell.
Baltimore.
Abreu.
San Diego.
Benintendi.
Toronto.
Eovaldi.
Toronto.
Jansen.
Atlanta.
Heaney.
The Mets.
And JD Martinez.
The Yankees.
Oh!
Yes, sir!
I see that. Yeah. There you go. That's funny. The only one we overlapped on was JD was Martinez.
The crazy one.
Very good. I like that. Yeah. So let's talk. Can we talk Dansby Swanson just for a minute?
And then
there's a couple I want to. Let's just talk shortstop position for a minute.
Okay. It's a big deal.
Shortstop/second base, because I want to talk about this. So first off, Dansby Swanson, you have him staying in Atlanta. You think they'll pony up the money despite having paid everybody else what they've paid them?
Yep.
You don't think they're going to try to pull a Matt Olson?
Houston? What do you mean, pull a Matt Olson?
Go for somebody else who would be fine signing for a little bit less money. Who might actually be an upgrade.
Like who? That's the problem. Know. Unless they know that's something true. About their farm system, like the Jeremy Pena situation in Houston that we don't know, which is possible. But I say that's right. The only reason they get rid of Dansby. Unless they're going to go throw a bag of money at one of these other four guys.
Because that's the thing is like, I wonder if, because this is the question is what value are you getting out of the player for what you're paying? Like, is it right. worth paying Dansby Swanson what he wants versus what you would get out of a Carlos Correa for paying a little bit more? Would it be worth upping?
Can you afford a little bit
that
more?
Contract? That I don't know. They're already paying a whole lot of money for a bunch of other guys.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think you take the discount, because even Dansby Swanson's desired amounts are going to be lower than Trey Turner and Carlos Correa, and
probably even Bogarts.
Even Bogarts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That's why I say he stays in Atlanta. But unless there's a kid in the farm system we don't know about, and that's possible.
Could be. Yeah, could
they
be.
Take a developmental hit for the first 20, 30 games of the season? I could see that.
Yeah. I mean, they've shown that they can come back from that kind of
right.
That kind of hole.
Right. And Snitker knows what he's doing, so there's no – I don't have any issues there.
Yeah. You could be right on that. Let's talk – what about Xander – or sorry, not Xander Bogart. It's Trey Turner. So I talked – a lot about Trey Turner with Philly.
Yeah.
Tell me more about this break.
J.P. Crawford is going to stay at shortstop.
Right.
No questions asked. I think that Trey Turner knows what he wants from culture. If he can get the money he wants, he'll go where the culture fit is. And I think he would be an amazing addition to the culture you guys have going on in Seattle.
I think you're absolutely right. And you know what? When I said Bogarts, I had him at second base too.
Right.
Because J.P. Crawford is staying at shortstop.
That's right. So I think if the Mariners are smart, then they throw a bag of money at him because they're not paying a bag of money to a lot of people right now.
Right.
They can throw a bag of money at a guy like Trey Turner who has tons of leadership capabilities, tons of postseason experience, and he could really anchor this 2023 run you keep talking about.
He could big time. I would love to have Trey Turner on that team. Like so much.
Especially with the shift ban and now all the balls in play and all the stolen base opportunities and Trey Turner's freaking wheels, dude. Like it would be pandemonium.
Well, Seattle likes to run too. And this is the other thing is that second base over the last few years has been a position where guys haven't had to have a lot of range because they put that second baseman, like you see Altuve playing a shallow right field. He's not playing second base. He's playing shallow right field. But now with the shift ban, the rule is cleats on the dirt. So you've got to have a second baseman who has better range.
Yeah.
Because you don't have your shortstop behind second base anymore. Right.
Brilliant.
So it makes sense. And I'm sure that's exactly what DePoto is going to be wanting to look for is a second baseman with range. So why not move a shortstop over there?
100%. And if you can get one of these guys, it doesn't even have to be Trey Turner. We just know Trey Turner can really do well at second base.
Yeah.
That's why I think if you're lucky, Seattle ends up with Trey Turner.
I think you're right. And you know what? He's played a lot of second base in his career.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was primarily a second baseman in 2021 with the dot when he went to the Dodgers. Was more a second baseman than anything his rookie season.
I don't get the impression that he's gonna say, and if I'm not a shortstop, I'm not doing it. I don't get that impression from him. I think he wants to be on the right team at the right time. Mm-hmm. And I think Seattle's a great place to do that.
He would definitely put him over the top.
Oh yeah,
because that's the bat they need. Yep. That's the
speed,
that's the position they
the
need,
glove,
the speed. Oh my,
the leadership. Goodness. Look at you!
Please don't get my hopes up.
Just look at you, Brad. I don't know if it'll come true, but that's the perfect fit for Seattle, and it could be a perfect fit for Trey Turner.
Yeah, I think it's a perfect fit. I've thought it's a perfect fit for so long. I've talked myself out of it. Just because I don't want to, like I said, I want to get my hopes up and get let down. Xander Bogarts is like my bargain version of Trey Turner. And I'm like, just fine with him being a second baseman.
Totally.
But Trey Turner
is like, he'd be good. It'd be fine. But Trey Turner is what you want.
Yep. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I would be fine with Correa, but he's going to want to play shortstop, which would put JP Crawford to second base. And I think that JP Crawford would make a fine second baseman. And having those two up the middle would be amazing.
Unbelievable.
And having his bat in the lineup would be amazing too. But
unbelievable.
So but I think JP Crawford is going to stick at shortstop.
I think so too. Let's shift to Verlander. You really think he's going to go home to Detroit for his last season, last two seasons, or whatever it ends up being?
He doesn't have anything left to do. Why not?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, he proved this year that he's like the man, and he has, and he did say that they're going to have to peel that jersey off of him, you know, when it's time to go. But I don't think that'll be the case. I think he's got more self-awareness than Tom Brady does. And when Kate Upton says, "I want you home," he's going to be like, "Okay."
Do they live in Detroit?
I don't know, but it's the travel thing, right?
Yeah. Wherever she is.
Yeah, wherever their home is, eventually she's going to want him there. Because that's why Tom Brady's single now, is because Gisele Bündchen wanted him home wherever home was. And he said, "I want to go do this some more." So I think Justin Verlander values his relationship more than that. And when it's time to be done, he's going to be done. That's going to be the end of it. So I think 100%. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes back to Detroit, has a little homecoming there, a farewell tour, one, maybe 2 years. I don't know.
It'll be two, but yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what happens.
It looks like they live in Florida.
And why wouldn't they?
Well, and that's where they live, near the Astros spring training facility is what it looks
like. Okay, that makes sense, yeah. Yeah.
They also live in Virginia. They have a home in Virginia.
Probably
that's amazing what you can
probably have a home in Houston.
Yeah, I just Googled that. That's a little uncomfortable. Sorry, I didn't mean to invade your privacy there, Justin. Not what I intended at all. Okay, let's talk a couple of these names. You said Rizzo's going where?
I think he's going back to the Yankees.
I think it's entirely possible, but I also think it's possible that he goes back to the organization that brought him up in Boston, because they need a first baseman.
They do. Yeah, that's why I put Josh Bell there.
Yeah, they need a first baseman. Josh Bell would be great there, but I think, you know, it's gonna come down to culture, and right now I think the Yankees hemorrhage culture. I think they're rotting from the inside out.
Yeah, and it's seeping into the stands.
It is, and everybody hates it. I'm right there, and Rizzo is such a culture dude. He's just emotional enough to say, "I don't want to do this anymore."
Yeah. You know, I'm surprised, honestly, that the Red Sox don't attract more left-handed power hitters.
Mm-hmm.
Because we talk about the short porch in New York. It is way shorter in Boston, and literally shorter. Like, that right field wall is like 2 feet high.
It's 2 feet high. How far is it, though? Because that's that right field alley they have out there.
It's 306. Down is the it? Line. Yeah, it is super short down the right field line.
Wow.
And then it juts out, and I want to say it goes to like 326, 330, something like that. But it's still short. And then you've got that massive alley in center field.
Yeah.
Like right center field right there. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why left-handers don't go to Boston.
Yeah, I don't either. That's interesting. Mike, what do you think, Mike? Let's call Mike.
We'll call Mike. But that's been confusing to me for decades, Brig.
Literally that's interesting. I like that. I really do think that, like, if they can pay him and they have what it takes to win, I don't know what happened this year with Boston. It was mind-boggling. I have no idea. But if they have what it takes to win, so.
Yeah.
And the culture's better, clearly.
Maybe that's the problem.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe it's just the Yankees make the headlines and the Red Sox don't.
Yeah. I don't know.
Who's to say?
Maybe that's just because this season they made the headlines with all the other headlines. I don't know. It's a crazy situation in New York. That's what I know.
It very well.
Any other names you want to get into that are interesting?
Where did you have DeGrom going again?
Texas.
The Rangers.
Yeah.
They could certainly use him.
Oh, yeah.
And with his shoulder issue, like, I love me some Jacob DeGrom. Don't get me wrong. Me too. But with his shoulder issue, that does feel like a problem that a lot of teams aren't going to offer him the kind of money that he wants. And I feel like the Rangers would. But I also feel like the Astros would, because the Astros have such a deep starting rotation anyway that, like, if Verlander goes, if Verlander leaves, right, they're going to be like, well, we need to bring in somebody new. Yeah. Let's bring in DeGrom. Another ace replace the ace. We can lighten his load with the guys we have around him, and it will work just fine. That's why I thought the Astros. But I think Texas makes sense, too, because they need pitching in a major way.
Yep, they do. And big think time. Of what he could infuse into the younger guys coming up that they're making up that team with. Mm-hmm. Could be really cool. I don't know. I just think that it's also not New York at all.
Right. Not even close.
Not even close.
It's about as far away from that environment as you get.
Exactly. And the people in Texas love their guys. Just love them.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get up and down fan love and hate and all that junk like you get in New York. And yeah, I feel like what Texas is trying to build is really steady. It's slow, but it's smooth. And if they can keep being slow and smooth, we're going to be in good shape in Texas. So I think he'd be a good fit there.
I think you're right. I think it'd be a great spot for him, big time. And I mean, you've got some studs there. You've got Corey Seager, Marcus Simeon, Adolis Garcia.
Yeah, they're just.
And I think he's got a really good catcher in Jonah Heim too.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
So I think it's a good spot for him. I think both of us, in a way, are going to be right that he's going to be in Texas.
Good chance. In the state. That's awesome.
And I hadn't even thought about that until today, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah.
How much both of those places make sense.
They do make sense. Huh. And we're going to be way wrong, too. It's totally possible. Because there are 28 other options.
Literally, yes.
The most meaningless predictions.
And then when we do get one right, we take the victory lap. And then we disregard all the others that we get wrong.
Yeah, 100%.
That's how predictions work.